All right, children, settle down. Settle down, please. I have an important announcement. I believe I said, Settle down. Much better. Now then, we have a transfer student joining us today. He is coming from our sister school from the Far East and is unfamiliar with our culture. So, I want all of you to do your best to help him feel welcome. Come in, young man. Settle down, you malcontents. He's a boy, not a three-headed hippogriff. Please, introduce yourself.
Pretty quiet for someone who's supposed to be from the more advanced version of our school. Aren't they all supposed to be loudmouth braggarts? The students they sent for that exchange program last spring certainly were. We all packed lice bombs in their backpacks as revenge. They had to close down till fall. But this guy, he seems different. Going off the glares from my classmates, they don't seem to think so.
It is all right, my boy. No need to be shy. You are among friends here. We're happy to have you.
Oh, Professor Hohenheim, don't lie to the kid like that. This school eats newbies alive. Especially if they're from our snobby sister school counterpart.
Guess this kid's going to be quite the loner type. As long as he doesn't cause trouble. That's lunch, everyone. Don't forget to do research for your homunculus projects. We'll begin general construction theory next Friday. And remember, this project will be worth 90% of your entire grade. You will get held back if you fail.
And there he goes, speeding out of here as though his life depends on it. Might as well.
Jay, before you go.
Yes, Professor?
I hope I don't need to remind you that a requirement for this project is to have a partner. It will be impossible to complete it alone. I highly recommend you make nice with the new kid.
Yes, Professor. All right, lunchtime, my second favorite time of the weekday. Let's see, there shouldn't be anyone near the river. I can hide under the bridge and eat in peace. Or not. It's the new kid. He's in my spot. What's he doing over here? Why can't he go eat lunch in obscurity somewhere else? Speaking of lunch, from those stains on his uniform, some of my fellow witches and warlocks in training decided to share theirs with him. Guess they wanted to get their hits in early so he doesn't find a backbone. Oh well, suppose I'll have to find another spot to eat. Hold on. Is that his lunch? Two apples and some questionable looking liquid? What is he, on a diet? Oh, not on a diet. He's just practicing his magic. He's turning those apples into a fruit salad. Nice. Then that must be some fruit preservatives. Clever. Ooh. Ooh. Well, it's applesauce now. Poor guy. New kid. Already hated and just blew up his lunch. Damn. Guess I know what I need to do. The professor did ask me to make nice with him. Well, here I go. Didn't the professors at your snobby school teach you not to spell with your food? It's the equivalent to shitting where you eat. Pretty messy. It's just a little reversal spell. Easy as a light spell and great for the 5-second rule. Nothing to be impressed by. Although I will take a thank you. Come on, new kid. No need for such language like that. I'm just here to eat my lunch. Besides, if I leave now, I won't have anyone to share this bounty with. Here. I got too much from the cafeteria. This isn't a trick. Take the food. You still have 4 classes left with people who want to eat you alive. You'll need your strength. By the way, my name's Yalara, but everyone just calls me Jay. What's your name? Nice to meet you too, none of my business. Welcome to Hexes, Enchantment, Conjurations, and Knowledge Southside Academy. Or, as we all like to call it, Hexside. Get it? Hexside! It would be Hellside, but it's spelled Heck, and we're on the south side. Ugh. Not the conversation type, are you? Not even one to scoff at a very lame attempt at a joke? I don't blame you. I wouldn't talk with people who treat me like the backside of a griffin either if I had a choice. Now that's just plain rude. Here I am sharing lunch with you, breaking bread, chiseling at your ice, and you call me the backside of a griffin? I'm so hurt. Can you threaten me with pain after lunch? I can't exactly duel with an empty stomach. And maybe lunch will help you be a little nicer to the girl giving you a few minutes of her time instead of hurling food and insults at you. You're right, you didn't ask, but you're in one of my favorite spots. I'd love to stop talking to you. The problem is that you won't talk to me, so I have to fill the dead air. You're right, I don't, but I'm going to anyways. Wanna know why? I'm gonna tell you anyway. Because I have a soft spot for outcast loners and just overall shut-ins. Like you, I transferred from one of the other schools 2 years ago. But this one was the boondocks version of this school, and these guys tore me apart. Yep, so here I am, extending the olive branch with a fellow transfer. But instead, it's a sandwich. Dost ma is deceive me? Did I just get a thank you? No, that was definitely a thank you instead of a fuck you. I heard you. You're very welcome. You can call me annoying all you like, but I'm going to call you grateful for my company. Oh. Is that your real name? Or are you just trying to tell me to piss off again? I'm teasing. It's a pleasure to meet you. What's your next class after this? Yes, none of my business. Show me the damn paper. Oh, cool. We have the rest of our classes together. I can show you to them. I'm not offering to be your guide or babysitter. You'd have to pay me for both. I'm just saying it'd be in your best interest to walk with someone who knows her way around the school, and that is less likely to harass you. This hasn't been harassment. This is the beginning of our beautiful adventure together. Death, graduation, whatever comes first. Personally, I'd prefer to graduate before dying. You heard that, huh? With how fast you left the classroom, I didn't know if you even heard the bell. Part of our final projects as third years will be to create living, breathing homunculi. An oxymoron, but part of the final. At the halfway mark, our job is to create a husk for the homunculus and then bring it to life as our final once the husk sets. It's meant to be a group project, but I have to fly solo since I'm not what you'd call a reliable partner. It means my last project kind of, this river we're in front of, yeah, this wasn't here my first year. I kind of left a gaping hole where a huge farm was supposed to be. It was part of our agricultural studies to maintain a part of the field. Instead, we have a giant swimming hole. I sneezed while spraying some growth glycerin on my potatoes, and a bit of sparks came with it. Next thing you know, we have a hole for Nessie to swim in on her summer holidays. They held me back twice for it. No one ever wanted to work with me again after that. Who asked you for your fake sympathy? I did no such thing, and stop laughing at me! Or I'm going to tell Professor Hohenheim to make you my partner for the Homunculus Project. Yep, you'll be stuck with the chick who turned a farm into a lake. Yeah, that's right. I thought that might get your smart mouth to... Wait. What? You actually want to be my partner? Was there actually something inside of that sandwich I gave you? You're not agreeing because you want to. But then why else would you want to partner with somebody who's been held back? Twice! You don't want to be bored? Listen here, you little shit. I am not here for your amusement. My flustered face is not funny, and I am not flustered. You know what? On second thought, maybe I should just leave you to the dire wolves and watch you be eaten alive. What makes you think I wouldn't? Yes, so what? I extended the sandwich branch, we shall call it. I'm honor bound to stick by you, not stick to you. All right, sir. Partners. Fantastic. Let's shake on it. It'll be a pleasure working with you. Well, before we even get to make the homunculus, the professor wants us to study the ins and outs for a couple of months. That's why the bodies will be a mid-year final. The end-of-year final is going to be bringing them to life. I think we can make a husk of a homunculus. I mean, what's the worst that could possibly happen?